Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Well, hello, friends. Father Frank Pavone here, National Director of Priests for Life. Welcome to the End Abortion Podcast. This is Wednesday, the 17th of October. You know, I recently had a column in the Washington Examiner about the inability of the left or the unwillingness of the left to be civil in matters of policy and public debate. And I'd like to read for you that column, and that was published, as I say, just last week in the Washington Examiner. It has not been long since Justice Kavanaugh was confirmed, and many of us are still catching our breaths after the Me Too catfight which the left catapulted upon him. When it was evident that uncorroborated rape allegations were not going to keep him off the court, they threw a shrieking, door-clawing tantrum with the likes of Alyssa Milano and Amy Schumer in their ranks. Outside the Supreme Court, crowds gathered from both sides to hear the outcome of the confirmation. Among the chanting, a young man and woman taunted a senior citizen who held a Kavanaugh sign in support of his confirmation. While onlookers did nothing, a woman gyrated in a circle around the older man, and when she couldn't get a reaction, she smacked the sign out of his hand. She was later arrested. Meanwhile, inside the halls of the Capitol, screaming women surrounded senators exiting elevators, yelling, "Shame, shame." What in the heck has happened to the Democratic Party? It's not like Republicans don't know how they feel. Republicans have endured liberal Supreme Court appointments and have strongly objected to election outcomes. But they do not then shout, "Not my president, not my judge, impeach, impeach." Rather, they recognize that there is a process in America that provides for a peaceful transition of power, whether in the White House or on the Supreme Court. And that whether citizens like or don't like the outcome, they come together as a united country at the conclusion of it. That doesn't mean they settle for the outcome. It means rather that those who are not content work even harder within the processes that our country provides to change the outcome the next time around. After every election is another election. After every appointment will be another appointment. Yet we remain one nation. Civility is neither passivity nor neutrality. It is respect for the rights of those with whom we disagree to nevertheless conduct their daily lives in this nation in peace. Each year, those who object to Democrat dogmas like abortion on demand march in protest to the Supreme Court against unjust abortion laws. In fact, some of those pro-life citizens who march belong to the Democrat Party, but the platform of their party has no room for their views. Pro-lifers manage to march without profanity, without dressing in caricatures of genitalia, and without inviting speakers who say they want to blow up the White House. They don't claw and shriek on the doors of the Supreme Court like we witnessed after the Kavanaugh confirmation. Some people say that our country is so polarized that there is no more possibility of discourse left, and that civility has gone out the window. It is one thing to wrestle with seemingly irreconcilable differences or to hammer out difficult compromises. Married couples have to do this all the time. But that is quite different than resorting to abuse, slander, bullying, manipulation to get one's way. It's as if Democrat leaders have stopped following the rules. The message is we will not cooperate, not stop screaming, not stop obstructing until you put us into power. One cannot negotiate with a bully. Nor is this activity being supported simply by some misguided people on the fringes of society. If senators are being accosted outside elevators, it's because Senator Cory Booker is telling people to, quote, "get up in the face of some congresspeople," end quote. If bullies think there's no problem harassing Sarah Sanders and Senator Ted Cruz while they're eating dinner with their families, we can thank Congresswoman Maxine Waters, who has called on supporters to harass Trump cabinet members in restaurants, department stores, and gas stations. True to form, they have done just that. But it hasn't stopped there. Now apparently it's okay to harass kids in Trump hats and throw soft drinks at them when they are eating at fast food restaurants. Former Attorney General Eric Holder has said, quote, "When they go low, we kick them. That's what this new Democrat Party is about," end quote. Recently, a young man dressed in a lavender sweatshirt and leggings kicked a pro-life protester in another part of the country. Who's really stooping low? If there is no civility remaining in political discourse, it's because the left has shown itself incapable of it. The abuse needs to stop. We need to pray, recognizing that this is a spiritual battle, and just as urgently, we need to be involved in those processes that secure a peaceful transition of power in our nation. This midterm election is going to be a choice between mob rule or the rule of law, between constant obstruction or constructive debate, and between a party that has lost its mind and one that has lowered our taxes, strengthened our military, protected our borders, secured our religious liberty, and advanced the protection of the weakest among us, the children in the womb. And there ends the column that I had recently published in the Washington Examiner. I hope, brothers and sisters, that you visit and read and comment on and share all the different publications that my pastoral team and I are getting into, many different kinds of publications. If you go to our main website, which is endabortion.us, you'll find our online library for Priests for Life. And there you will see links to these various editorials as they get printed. So I thank you for reading them. You know, as you read them and as you share them and as you comment on them online, that encourages these publications to accept even more of our material. And it's a win-win because it drives traffic to them and it helps us get our message out. Endabortion.us is our main website. And as always, we rely on and we urge your support for our ministry. Go to prolifedonation.org and you can do that. Thanks and God bless you, friends. Father Frank Pavone here, National Director of Priests for Life.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.